For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. A small community in Tennessee has scored a health victory, in spite of medical care becoming a challenge for rural folks. 4 years ago, Jamestown, Tennessee's hospital closed, leaving residents without any nearby critical care. Now, the University of Tennessee Medical Center has opened a new emergency room clinic to reduce travel time and help close the gap.
People have had to drive half hour, 45 minutes to a larger population area for emergency care.
Daily Yonder contributor Keith Royston says while the new ER clinic will benefit Jamestown residents, it won't replace the services, jobs, and population that happens when hospitals close, which Royston says is becoming more common across rural America.
Since 2005, nearly 200 rural hospitals have closed, so it's a problem in a number of locations.
In the remote Pacific Northwest, an Indian nation wants to close the digital divide for members and their rural neighbors. Susanna Brown has more.
A third of the Quinault Indian Nation has no internet access. Toptana Technologies, a first-of-its-kind indigenous-owned internet infrastructure company, plans to build out the first new subsea cable to reach Washington State in a generation. Tyson Johnston is the Quinault Nation's self-governance director.
Internet access is essential for our economies so we could have better access to healthcare resources, better access to educational resources.
The smart cable technology will also boost resiliency and safety in the face of climate change.
Having this infrastructure allows us to track if there was a change in the seafloor, seismic event, so we could be better prepared for emergencies.
I'm Susanna Brown.
Hollywood's Oppenheimer biopic is spotlighting New Mexico's role in World War II. J. Robert Oppenheimer led the Manhattan Project to develop the world's first atomic bomb. The movie recounts the 1945 Trinity test south of Los Alamos and has renewed efforts to expand healthcare coverage for people exposed to radiation from the nuclear blast.
There would have been no Manhattan Project or Trinity without the people of New Mexico, and our health was placed in danger because of that.
Tina Cordova with the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium applauds a preliminary vote in Congress to expand the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act to New Mexico beyond the original states of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah.
There was an admission of guilt on the part of the government when they established the Compensation Act, but it didn't go far enough.
Cordova says she's lost countless New Mexico relatives to cancer, many within a decade of the test. Summer may seem endless, or for school kids, fly by. Whichever, August is National Back to School Month. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.